Hi, welcome to Ghost Bros. My name is Justin, and I'm here with Brennan and Dalton.
All right, today we're going to be reading some stories off of Reddit and talk about our own personal experiences.
You can find Ghost Bros on anchor.fm and Spotify.
What up, though?
Hello.
Hey. Guess we gotta win on Brennan's bitch ass.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it won't work. I'm trying to do it on my computer. Oh, here he is. Hello?
Yeah.
All right. So, I guess, let's see. Who should go first as far as this goes? So, I can always record an introduction later.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about like all that right now. let's see. I don't know, man. I mean, who wants to read their shit first? You want to read one, Brennan?
Yeah, I got big ones. I got long ones.
Well, go ahead. That's fun. So we'd want to start that so we can see what the short ones. Just read one big one and then wouldn't me and Dalton go, and then we'll see where we're at with that, you know?
Okay, well, this one's by a dude named Judgment Ready. Time to call the priest. Over the last week or so, I have noticed that the activity in my apartment has reached the worst it has ever been. My boyfriend and I both have been scratched, toyed with, and terrified by whoever or whatever is in our place. My cat.
Hold on. You said scratched and toyed with.
Yeah.
What do you mean by toyed with? Did they specify what that means?
Nah, they just saying scratched and toyed with and terrified by whoever or whatever is in our place. My cat has been meowing at nothing, scratching the air, and won't go near my bedroom anymore. Even though she loves to cuddle while we sleep, we have begun sleeping in our living room to avoid many occurrences in our bedroom. That's first paragraph right there.
All right.
They got some shit in their house.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out why they use the choice words of like toy with. Are they meaning like, I don't even mean anything sexual. I'm literally wondering like what they mean by toy with. Like, I don't know.
Well, keep going. We got a bit more. Recently found out that my boyfriend had his friend over while I was at work during this period of increased activity so that I wouldn't know. His friend and him pulled out a Ouija board and tried to communicate with the spirit. My boyfriend has never had experiences with the paranormal and was never a believer before he met me. His friend was a non-believer, too. My boyfriend had no idea the significance of playing with a board in a haunted place or even in a non-haunted place. His friend, according to my boyfriend, didn't take the board seriously and was basically just goofing around trying to get my boyfriend to admit that they were lying, that the ghosts aren't real. I was so mad when I found out, but again, he knew very little about the paranormal and had no clue what he was getting himself into. He was promptly made aware of the gravity of the situation he had now created when events began occurring during their session. This is his story from his perspective. My friend, we call him F, and I pulled out the board that he had bought the other day earlier and set it up on the dining room table. The cat immediately ran out of the room, which didn't frighten me until I look back on it now. We got the planchette, set it up in the middle of the board, at which point my friend began saying stupid stuff like, here, ghosty, and show us a sign that you are real. I started feeling really nervous, but I didn't want to seem scared, so I just let him continue. F at some point started getting really impatient and started taunting the ghost and calling it names. The planchette moved to goodbye when F asked what kind of ghost doesn't make itself known. And F started laughing because he thought it was me moving it. So I removed my fingers and said, okay, ask again. He did, and the planchette started moving again. S face went super pale, and the hairs on my arm started standing on the end. F said he could feel it tugging on the planchette even when F was trying to keep it still, and it moved to goodbye, and I told F to stop now. I want to see y'all's thoughts so far.
So what was the friend's name again?
They're calling him F.
And I thought I heard F and S. Is that correct?
No, just F and I.
And then, like, I'm the boyfriend when I say
okay,
I.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay. So you said he's, like, atheist or whatever, don't believe in ghosts and shit like that?
It didn't say atheist, but it said he didn't believe in ghosts.
Oh, I thought it said atheist. I just assumed, I guess. I'm sorry. I apologize. Is Dalton here?
I don't know. Hello?
Huh.
Dalton.
I guess not, huh? Well.
Well, this is... It's gonna... Is this a stop? is this a roadblock? What will we do?
I guess you can, let's see. I mean, I can't hear him at all.
Me either.
Okay. It's just the first podcast. I mean, I guess he's not that important, I guess. You know,
Damn.
I'm just playing. I'll message him and see what's going on.
Can you guys hear me?
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Okay, so apparently if I'm on Reddit, it like mutes my mic for some reason. Like, can you guys hear me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second. Let me open up Reddit again. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
What the hell? Okay.
I might have just lost access.
Did you hear us? Did you hear me talking through all that?
I could hear you talking the whole time.
Okay. Well, what do you think so far, huh?
I don't believe in the Ouija board, but then again, like I don't want to mess around just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I got a firsthand experience with the Ouija board. One that I can't really explain, and I'm gonna tell it a little bit later because the story I picked was also Ouija board related. So,
okay,
but yeah, I'm gonna tell mine a little bit later because I got a firsthand account with that, and I really don't know what the fuck's, you know, I don't know how to explain what happened with it. It really had nothing to do with the Ouija board; it just happened like it just has something to do with what happened during it, not anything to do with the board itself, though.
All right, well, I'll continue this. F didn't stop and kept asking for a sign that something was here. He was determined to prove me wrong. That's when crap hit the fan. The board itself moved. The board itself moved slightly, and I forcibly pushed the planchette to goodbye and told F to pack it up. As soon as we started packing up, we heard banging on the window. It started as a tap, and it got louder until the shaking of the window pane. F and I started shaking and trying to ignore the knocking. The board shot off the table onto the floor. F picked it up and shoved it into the box, and we both went out and threw it in the garbage out front of the apartment complex. We went back inside trying to forget what had happened. When F started shrieking and clawing at his neck, he said something touched him. I calmed him down and we put a movie to try and drown out the bad feeling we both had. I knew you'd be home from work soon, so I tried to collect myself so you wouldn't know what I had done. That's when the knocking started again. F tried to say that it was probably kids, even though we live on the fifth floor. On cue, all the doors that had been opened in the apartment slammed shut and the knocking stopped. F couldn't explain that. He decided to leave, and then I haven't heard from him since. You got home, and things went back to normal. My boyfriend isn't really a words guy, so to have him tell me an entire story was confirmation that this was real and terrifying him. We had decided to call a priest back in to bless the house, and in the meantime, I had my cousin coming over to sage and cleanse us and the house. So far, the Ouija board hasn't made a horror movie cliche appearance, and the activity has remained the same level as the way it was before, besides the one night. So So I just heard the ding. Okay, Dalton's gone.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. I can add him back. There we go. I'll just add him back. But so look, just while we're waiting on that, I just want to talk about this. So he said, so this is where I'm finding like some fucked up shit in it. So he's saying his like non-believer friend was like just trying to chop some shit up, disprove everything.
That and shit went down.
Yeah, and then on top of that, the thing that's just pretty suspect to me is the fact that he was like, yeah, he went home and then I never saw him again. Like, dude, if you're real good friends, you're not just going to go home and just never talk to somebody again just because, like, there was a paranormal encounter.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, that one right there just kind of, you know, but how much more of the story is left?
Well, it just continues to say that we discussed what he did was bad. His poor friend may never get over it, but it's his problem, not mine. I'm furious for him persuading my boyfriend to do something stupid. F knew how I felt about the board and still brought one into my home. Any suggestions for the board if it suddenly makes a reappearance?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, that's I don't know. I mean, that story's cool and all. It's just like, I guess I was confused on the perspective. Was the perspective from the boyfriend side?
Yeah. It was from the boyfriend's perspective. The whole time, like up until when I started saying, I'd say my friend, we call him F, and I pulled the board out. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, shit. I mean, it's a pretty badass story for real. It's just kind of like it's one of those things. It's like. It's almost too cliche for you to really think it's like.
Yeah, see, I thought it was very cliche. And the fact of the board flying off the table. And I don't know. Like, and the cabinets all shutting at one time. That sounds kind of like paranormal activity to me.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they just watched the movie and just like, hey, man, I'm just going to. Going fucking ready to make a story about something that never happened. Like, I got all the time in the world and I'm just going to. Go in here and do that. I mean, either way, it's entertaining. It's just the fact of is it plausible for all that shit to happen? Because I feel like in my life, I've probably encountered some poltergeist type activity, like where shit gets flown around the room or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's never like anything giant. It's not like you see my goddamn refrigerator, like, you know, going to my bathroom or something like that. It's just like, you know, maybe like one little thing falls off and it's like there's no reason it should have failed because it has like a flat base, you know. But I don't know, man. It's but that was an interesting story. All right, let me ask you this, Dalton. What happened to you just a minute
ago? I don't know, man. Like the Anchor app just froze for some reason and Brennan's voice cut out. And the timer was still going on the app. It's just like, I don't know what happened. So I closed the app.
Uh-oh.
But I'm hoping it's not something to do with like me trying to like have Anchor in the background, you know?
Yeah. Your voice keeps cutting in and out, by the way, every now and then.
I mean, to be honest, bro, it might be the ghost, man. It might be some paranormal activity fucking with your shit right now. Doing a little interference.
Yeah. I don't know. Are we done with that story? Or like,
okay. Yeah.
All right. So who wants to read next? You want to try to see if you can get yours out the way, Dalton?
Yeah. Like I said, mine's very short, so it won't take but a second.
Okay, cool.
All right. It's a shadow person in my room. It says, I'm not sure if this counts as a ghost story, but over the summer last year, weird things started to happen to me. TV turning itself off, and so with the fan. I don't have many ghost stories, but this one in particular, Tom, really did scare me a bit. I'm trying to pronounce this word right here. All right, whatever.
And spell it out. Spell it out. No. Spell it out.
Says, I had been watching my room and got tired, so I turned off the TV and went to the bathroom. The only lights on in the bathroom. Oh my God! Hang on.
Somebody have a stroke reading writing that shit.
The ghost was possessing them while they were writing it, you know.
Dalton, Dalton, are you there? You still there, Brennan?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just thinking that this is a scuffed first podcast.
Yeah, man, but it's gonna be. Don't worry. I'll do the snippets and take some of the dead air and fucked up parts out. You know, so like even when I'm talking right now, I'll take that part out as well.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
And it'll. Yeah.
Now we can.
Yeah. See, like every time I have an anchor in the background, it just I don't know. It might just be you guys having to read the stories, and I'll just comment on them until I can get a computer.
Well, that's fine. Or you can, look some up on your PlayStation, too, but, you know, that's just me.
Look it up on my PlayStation?
Mm-hmm. You ain't got to do it right now. I'm saying, like, for future reference, if you find something on your PlayStation, like on Reddit, you could just read it off your PlayStation, right?
Yeah, I can try that.
That'd probably work better. Hell, I might do that next time as well. But like I was telling Brennan, like I'm going to go through and snippet all these like little off-topic things that happen and shit. And then eventually we probably need to do like some kind of formal introduction. Since this is the first one, we can't just jump into straight reading.
Yeah,
shit,
yeah.
So we need to be like, you get what I mean. So, but we'll figure that shit out. But all right. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, just so you know, you can't cut chunks out of the soundboard, no.
Yeah, you can. You make snippets.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you know more than I do, so.
Because, like, when you make a snippet, it'll, like, divide the whole thing, and then you can delete that out of there.
Okay.
But even if we can't, I mean, we'll still fucking keep it. I mean, I don't give a shit. We'll get better as time goes on. This is just a band-aid, you know? We got to just rip this motherfucker off and we'll only get better from
here. Yeah.
All right. So this one's kind of long, too. I don't really know where it goes because it was so long I didn't really get to read all of it.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. So it's from a user named Deleted.
Oh, those are the interesting ones, man.
Yeah, it's from 4 years ago. Deleted put it on here. Let's see. What he said, Ouija broads, but I guess he meant boards. Ouija.
No, it's broads. You ain't talking about some chicks.
Luigi board.
Luigi board. No.
I like how you laughed and you was like, nah.
No, because you said, have you seen that? So.
But okay. Ouija boards were a big thing when I was around 12. I played it several times. We had a group of people who really believe in all of it and played often. Now, I'm a person who thinks there's always a normal explanation to what happens, but a couple things still creep me out. We always use homemade boards so we could burn them and break the glass we used as the cursor. But with the, I guess what they meant was the planchette.
Yeah.
Also, the Ouija / spiritism culture is different in different parts of the world, so things we did might sound crazy to y'all. We made the board and used a small drinking glass. After nothing happened, we decided to use a piece of cardboard instead of the glass. It started to gently swing from one spot to the other. Tiny movements, but noticeable. Someone asked everyone to not breathe and cupped the cardboard piece so there was no wind, and the motherfucker still kept moving. We I was aggressive as fuck on that sentence. We ended the session and repeated the cardboard on table. Nobody breathing, etc. Now I had no movement at all. After the same session, we smashed the glass by throwing it against the wall. After that, something else flew towards us. Might be just a kickback or something from the glass. We were in a garage with tools and spare parts. I don't know what the thing was.
My question is, okay, honestly, why the hell are they throwing glass?
I guess they said they just wanted to break the planchette or whatever. I guess that's what they were using.
Well, no, they were using like a shot glass at first. I've seen people on YouTube use like shot glasses as a planchette. But why did they just like stop using that and go to a cardboard piece of paper or whatever?
Yeah, now they're shattering glass. This is getting crazy, dude.
The board was the cardboard.
Oh, okay.
And they were saying that it kept lifting up. And nobody was breathing, and there was no wind. So that's what freaked them out. So they just smashed the planchette or the makeshift planchette.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, they was like, yeah, fuck this, bro. This is weird. You know, whatever. So, okay, so let's see. I got to figure out where the fuck I'm at. Goddamn.
Read with your finger, man. That's what I was talking about.
I'm trying. All right, so the same group of people that was with us that night, we were on a trip with our class. Boys and girls were separated. I visited the cock house. Yes, it was cock house because boys slept there. And had an often... okay.
Is that actually in the story? Or are you just coming up with that?
I swear to God, this is in the story. It's like, but he said, I visited a cock house. Where the fuck do you live that you call something a cock house? I've never heard a boy house.
Bro, he said that like he lives somewhere where, you know, Ouija board traditions are different, so shit might sound weird, but like
in Cleveland or something. Anyway, they visited the cock house, and he had an awful feeling of the place. like to the point I had to leave. Later boys told me they found a Ouija board in the cupboards. It was used and clearly someone tried to burn it, but it was some kind of plastic that just blackened. This was probably just a board that the previous cock house people left there. Our school had a tradition to send sixth graders to the same place for a few days. And the bad feeling was probably all the axe in the room. What the fuck? They mean like axe body spray? I'm dead serious. Like, do they mean like...
Bro, this story is going crazy, man. Like,
when I skimmed over this one, I was like, oh, that one might work, you know? And then now that I'm reading, I'm like...
I don't know. Might as well finish it. Might as well finish it.
Yeah, I'm going to finish it. All right. So this session, I think, was completely crap because I played with a person I don't trust, but we contacted a girl who was young and said there were many more of them. We asked when she was born, how many others are here, etc. So I guess they mean that they contacted a girl ghost, a young girl ghost. And I thought nothing of it. We destroyed the board and the glass. A couple years later, I learned about a certain war, which took place about 7 years after the girl was born, and the house was right on the place where a lot of fighting took place. God damn, they suck at writing. I'm really bad at describing all this in English. A busy war spot, okay? That's what it says. I'm not making this shit up. The war was the finish. They put Civil War, S-I-V-I-L. The Finnish Civil War in 1918. The girl speaking to us was probably 100% faked by the other person with me, but the coincidences are so creepy. All right, so that's the end of that goddamn train wreck right there. What do you, What do you guys think about that?
I couldn't even keep up with it, honestly. I'm not gonna lie.
I paid attention to most part of it, but like Brendan said, it was all over the place, and I don't know.
I think I had a fucking stroke. You know what happened, man? I had a story that I was gonna read, and that was not the one I was gonna read. That was a different one.
Damn.
Okay. Here it is. This one's funny as well, but it's like in a different kind of way.
It's literally wrote down right.
It's gonna be like the same goddamn guy, like just saying. We was in the pussy house this time.
I ain't gonna lie. I think that we might have to like bleep out some cuss words.
I think if you put explicit on it. Yeah.
That's all you gotta do is select explicit. I mean, I don't want to fucking.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like cussing in the middle of the story and everything, like going like, "God damn, what is this?" And like,
oh, why? I mean, that's good commentary.
I don't know, like monetization or some shit like that, you know?
No. Like I said, there's explicit. Every podcast I listen to is explicit.
You can put your podcast labeled as explicit.
And it's none. So it's like, you know how like on YouTube?
Gucci.
All right, so this one's by, it's called Wolf Party. W-U-L-F-P-A-R-T-Y.
In the field.
It's probably some kind of furry or some shit. Prepare yourself for a shitty read. Sorry this is so long, guys.
Hey, I mean, at least he's being honest. All right.
Are you fellas prepared for a shitty read?
I am prepared.
All right, now this one is all over the place, so I'm going to stop in a few of these spots and talk about it. So, freshman year of high school, one of my close friends was murdered. So about three of my friends and I attempted to contact our deceased friend. Sometimes all of us would play or someone would take notes. My best friend and I often played by ourselves because we trusted each other more than a group of people. We played for almost a year. It was almost daily. And then they just got bullets. It's not even like a story anymore. It's just bullets. Like, I guess like points they're trying to make. So, And they said they did it every year. Like, they did it for a year every day. So these bullets, I'm wondering when they actually fucking happened. That would have been nice to know, but, you know, I guess I'll read them anyway. So it says, I got a really bad nosebleed when someone took their hand off the planchette without all of us saying goodbye. I didn't remember it until my best friend brought it up. That sounds like a brain tumor if you don't remember the shit when you're having nosebleeds. Just if you want my, my professional opinion. But, one of our friends felt insane pressure on her shoulders like someone was trying to force her down. Whoa. It's getting real fucking dark over here. All right, next bullet says, my handwriting changed. While I was taking notes of the conversation and my friends thought I was in a trance because I was pretty unresponsive. Again, goes back to the first point. My friend kept...
Bro, when the hell is this shit happening?
That's what I'm saying is, like, which session? The first session? The 80th session?
Well, I guess when you do it every day for a year, you're not really going to remember.
Yeah, you're probably not. But, I mean, I guess. It's not all in the same session. We'll just put it that way. These are different occurrences, it seems.
Yes.
My friend kept thinking her hair was being touched and had to stop playing because it freaked her out. And the next sentence, it says, our guy friend voice sounded really odd and strained during one of the sessions.
What?
So our guy friend's voice sounded really odd and strained during one of the sessions. But my best friend and I always assumed he was possibly faking. We stopped playing with him after a while because we thought he might have been faking everything. Okay, anyways. The next point is the flames on our candles always seem to go kind of crazy when we played the Ouija board. We had some go out on us before. All right. My best friend and I saw black. What the fuck? Oh, my best. God damn, it's so bad. My best. I had a friend in high school one time too, man. I can't say no names on it, but I did have one. So, my best friend and I saw black hair. Black hair is the name of the deceased friend that had black hair, apparently. Float quickly past the mirror in her bedroom. So, while we were having a conversation with our friend, it suddenly changed pace and became insanely creepy, so we ended the session. Sometimes my friend and I would be home alone and hear a loud pound against the wall or window. It's like the way they word this shit, man. It's like, I can't stop with them. Like, they're just sitting there chilling with a Ouija board and their fucking parents are home. They didn't say nothing. They're just sitting there fucking. They're in there clapping weird cheeks and shit. They're like, oh, God.
Yeah, we heard loud moaning.
All right, where was I at? All right, here we go. I played by myself once and scared the shit out of myself. Like, dude, these visuals, like, if you can just imagine, like, somebody just playing with this. Like, okay, this is what they said. I played by myself, not with myself, once and scared the shit out of myself because I was supposedly talking to Lucifer. God. One of the girls we played the Ouija board would died of a heart attack senior year of high school. Oh, it said, this is the funny shit right here. She was in pretty bad health and was extremely morbidly obese, but it was still odd to us that it happened.
That's not really odd. Like, that's kind of like,
you just answered your own
question. Yeah.
Like, there's nothing supernatural.
Oh, man. See, that is fucked up, dude. I mean,
I'm not laughing about the death of their friend. I'm laughing at the death of their life.
No, like, yeah, honestly, though, like, if there's, like, a scientific reason why their friend died, and they're just sitting over here, like, bro, no, like, we play with the Ouija board, she's stroked out, like, that's fucked up.
It was because her, baby, her heart just wasn't no good, okay, baby? let me break it down for you a little bit. Oh, God. Anyways, that was pretty funny right there, but whatever we talked to, knew most of our names. Our friends from school names, our deceased friend's boyfriend, who didn't go to our school, and family, and a lot of stuff that seemed to connect a lot of dots to our friend's death.
Okay, wait, how many people died, man? Like, because it sounds like so far three people have died.
Yeah, it sounds like three people. What fucking town is this, man? And what high school are they going to? God damn. Like, what the fuck?
Because they originally trying to talk to their dead friend. Okay, that's why they got to the Ouija board, and then
black hair apparently is not the dead friend, somebody else.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah.
They said black hair was dead friend.
Oh, then that's only two dead.
Well, no, because she said the girl that was obese, she died of a heart attack, and then said their friend's boyfriend died or something.
Oh, yes, that's three people that fucking died, huh?
Yeah, they drive a lot of pods over here.
Let me read that one more time, and I want you guys to listen to me. Just fucking read this. Really think about this. They said, I'm reading. Whatever we talked to knew most of our names. Our friends from school's names. Our deceased friend's boyfriend.
Oh.
Who didn't go to our school and family. Oh,
yeah,
okay,
so it's just two. It's just two people.
Okay. So our deceased friend's boyfriend who didn't go to our school and family and a lot of stuff that seemed to connect a lot of dots to our friend's death. So we're no longer talking about murder by a person. This is murder by a fucking ghost. A ghost murdered their friend and these dots are pointing to them when they play the Ouija board.
You know,
it's basically what they're inferring that a fucking ghost killed their friend, murdered their friend. And then
this sounds like a plot to a lot of B movies, like B
Final Destination.
Yeah, I mean, whatever they're doing, man, they're reading like a lot of fan fiction or some weird shit. You know, it's not a. I don't know. They can make an anime out of this shit. Though, for real. But let's see. Then they got a planchette moved off the board quite often and onto the floor.
Why are y'all still playing this goddamn Ouija board?
I don't know. Man, look, at this point, man, they're not even. They're trying to find out what ghost killed their friend.
It's like John Wick's story right now. Like, she's going to come back. She's going to get that vacuum thing that Ghostbusters had. She's going to avenge her friends, okay?
Yeah, goddamn, man. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Still, though. Like, I mean, okay, let's see. Planchette moved off the board quite often and onto the floor. We tried pushing it back towards the middle of the board, but it would move off the board again. Sometimes instead of spelling out our names, it would go to the edge of the board and just point to whichever person it was speaking to, which wasn't often, apparently. The speed of the planchette would sometimes be so fast that we would have a hard time keeping up. We had some other strange moments, but they were tiny, and I can't remember some of the details. All right, now it goes back to the story. As stupid as this stuff might sound, it was pretty spooky when I was in high school, especially after that death of a friend. It felt extremely real to us that the time period, to me, seems unreal and very foggy. I know Ouija boards are just a toy and most of the time are controlled by our own mind / body without realizing it, but it really makes me wonder. And I still talk about it to this day. And we both promised each other that we didn't purposely move the planchette. I haven't touched a Ouija board since high school, and I'm 25 now. I've had some other unexplainable things happen to me in my lifetime that make me really question things. Okay. So I guess the big takeaway from this story for me would be that
stop fucking with Ouija boards, dude. What are you doing?
If you had that much activity and you believed all this shit, I mean, it's your fault, you fucking fat ass man. Like, your fucking fault.
Whoa.
Because he got possessed and went in there and fucking grabbed on their hearts.
No, he got possessed and went and ate like 50 McDonald's cheeseburgers. Yeah.
She has these. And they're like, God damn, that's so
crazy. Oh my God.
We was just this last weekend we was playing on the board and they said her goddamn cholesterol and everything was fucked up and oh God. I don't know.
Oh shit.
Hold on, I wanna do the math. So that means if that was 4 years ago, that means she's like 29 right now. So she's not much older than us.
Yeah.
Huh. That's pretty crazy. But anyways, yeah, that was a lot of shit to read right there, and it was pretty funny. God damn. That was pretty
funny. Like I said, I've never really experienced anything with Ouija boards. So I wouldn't know how it really is.
Oh, yeah, let me tell my story since we're just shooting the shit at this point. So my story, it goes like this. I don't know if you guys know, so I guess give a little background. Me and Dalton and Brennan, we all lived in this little bullshit ass middle nowhere butthole Alabama county called Bibb County, and had like a lot of back roads, a lot of dirt roads. I mean, just really, there's not shit there. So, anyways, there's this old road, and there was this old church there, and right across the street from it, there's a house. And there's like slave quarters inside the house. There's a fucking underground bunker where the slaves used to be kept and everything. Don't know if that's related at all, but that might have been the house the church that the slaves went to on Sunday. Because you obviously know back then they couldn't go to white folks' church or whatever. So I'm just speculating here. I don't really know the full history. That's just what I've heard. And everybody's kind of just assumed from this because nobody really knows. The shit's so old. But anyways, you guys know where Stephen Jay's house is down there
on Hoburger.
Down there in Harrisburg. So there's this church right before you get to it, like off in the cut on the right side if you're going to his house. And we went in there with a Ouija board, me and a couple other friends. I don't want to say people's names for real, so I'll just say me. Just the only two people you need to know in the story is me and Jay. So, and there was like two other people. And we went in there and we was like just asking simple questions. It was moving, but obviously it could have been anybody moving that shit, just fucking around. The weirdest thing happened, though, is when Jay started kind of antagonizing shit. He was like, I said, are you a woman? And it didn't move or nothing. And then Jay said, he said, are you a bitch? And then I swear to God, right when he got done laughing, and he didn't laugh harder, and he just chuckled, you know? It wasn't like a... wasn't anything crazy. You just chuckled a little bit. Everybody chuckled, like, ha, you know, that's funny, dude. You're cool. Antagonizing ghosts and shit, you know. But anyways, right when it happened, I saw this dude grab my fucking arm and squeeze that shit as hard as he fucking could. And I looked at him. He's like, just turned fucking white, and he just passed out and hit the goddamn floor, like, hard as shit. And, everybody took off running except me because I was like, oh, shit, what do I do? You know, I was like, should I leave him? Should I stay in there? Because I didn't know what happened. But I ended up staying in there. I tried to get him up. And after about 2 minutes, he finally woke up. And he don't know why the fuck he passed out. I don't know why he passed out. I mean, you know, he's not diabetic or has any medical history of passing out.
I mean, even if he did, that would be kind of strange for him to do that right at that exact moment.
Yeah, but that's what I'm. Yeah, and that's what I'm getting at. Is like, if that was a coincidence of just some one-off chance that he passes out from maybe low blood sugar, which wouldn't have been the case at all, because he had just, you know, we had just ate before we went over there. I mean, it's still very weird and still lines up pretty good to have him say that and then he just fucking passes out and he don't remember shit about it.
Yeah.
But really, that's one of the only... We did go in that slave house and we fucked with the Ouija board, but everybody said they was fucking with each other in there, so we didn't know for sure. But there was a tennis ball in the house, and somebody... Like, nobody knew there was a tennis ball there, but we was in that room, and a fucking tennis ball come flying from the other room and, like, landed in that room we was playing in, and nobody was over there, so we don't know what the hell happened with that. But, yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, that's really all I got for the for my personal experience with Ouija boards. It's I never really knew how to explain that one or whatever, because it's not like it happened on a daily form or whatnot. But
yeah,
so yeah. So shit. Let's see. I guess. I mean, would you want to read a story, Brennan, or what's up?
Well, I was thinking, like, there's one time. We went out to a graveyard, and Dalton's been out to this graveyard before. And it was me, Jay, Q, and old redneck motherfucker. And all four of us went back to back. So two of us were looking one way. Two of us were looking one way, two of us were looking the other way. And me and Jay, we saw something crawl out of a grave on all fours. It didn't look like a person. It looked like an animal. But it crawled out of a fucking grave. And we saw it, and it ran off and towards the woods. And, I mean, we left that place after that. Like, that shit was scary as fuck, dude. It's quick, but it's not what we saw.
And tell from your perspective as well, Dalton, what you see.
Oh, I wasn't there at that point in time. I was there at a different time with different people. But,
at the same place, right?
Yeah, same graveyard. But anyways, we was up there, you know, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, it's supposedly like the witching hour or something like that. So we're like, yeah, we're going to go up there at 3 o'clock in the morning, see how it is. It was me, C, and Jay. and we took C's mom's car, which was Trans Am, and they just got it fixed, right? And we backed out to the gate, yeah. You know, just in case, you know, we got scared and being a little bitch and, you know, running. But anyways, we didn't even get to go past the gate before we, like, freaked out and, like, tore out of there. Like, what happened was I was sitting in the back seat and C and J were in front. And they both got out and they let the seat up to let me out. I got out on the passenger side. Me and Jay did. And all of a sudden we hear, like, I know you don't play video games, but it was like this really loud laugh. It sounded like a mimic from Dark Souls.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was on the driver's side is where we heard it. And then we heard something start, like, trotting, like, kind of like, kind of sound like a deer, start running towards the driver's side of the car. And it, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, we can't see nothing. And we all start panicking, freaking out. We jump in the car, and C goes to crank it, and it doesn't turn over. Luckily, it was a manual, and we were backed up on a hill. So he put it in neutral.
No, so you just hit the clutch.
Yeah, and we just coasted down the hill. And like I said, they just got that car fixed that day, and apparently somehow that battery was dead. That battery wasn't old. And we just pulled up, so it didn't have enough time to kill the battery. I don't know. It was just crazy, man.
I mean, that sounds pretty weird, man. I don't know. I guess from personal accounts, I got a real fucked up story, but I might save that for another episode. But it's pretty weird, dude. Had a big influence on my childhood.
You know? Yeah.
Like in a positive way. Like this ghost taught me how to feel, tie my shoes, and taught me how to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
I know one time I was a young kid, and I don't know how young, and it was the only one. Like, I've seen a lot of, like, quote unquote paranormal shit, and this one's got to be the scariest thing that I've seen, or at least freaked me out. When I'd say I was probably 7 or 8, and I was riding in the backseat of a car, and we were driving near this house, and it's some house out in nowhere of Alabama, you know, but it's a pretty decent sized house. And just a bunch of fields. And near the side of the road, I saw this girl. And this girl was probably, I don't know, 6 maybe. And she was wearing all white clothing. Her hair was long. It wasn't like black or anything. I can't even remember what color her hair was. But it was long hair. And there was just blood all over her face. Like, she was just covered in blood. And I started screaming. I started, shit started fucked me up. And my dad and stepmom started wondering, like, why the fuck am I screaming? I told them what I saw, and they didn't see anything.
I'm going to have to give that a big old bullshit. No,
it's just something I saw, bro.
I had this I don't know, man. Let me ask you guys something. Have you ever had, like, recurring nightmares? Those are pretty weird, too.
I haven't had, like, they weren't recurring, but I've had nightmares that I know that I had before, like, years and years ago.
Yeah.
Same. I have one that I have two dreams that I really remember. One's not really paranormal. One's where a headless dude has killed my family.
This isn't, like, the start of, like, your origin story, okay? You need to...
One is the start of my origin story. Like I said, it's not really paranormal, but I remember this dream. Like, it's one that I really remember, and I was in an insane asylum, and I made it my mission to escape. And I believed I wasn't crazy. I was like I'm not crazy or anything, so I wanted to escape, and I did. And I finally got to my dad's house, and like, as soon as I knocked on the door and he opened, I was like, hey, I need to lay low. They're searching for me. He turned me in. He called the feds, and I got turned in, and then I woke up.
Man, that's pretty silly.
And for some reason, I've always remembered that dream.
So I had recurring dreams, like, or recurring nightmares. So it was always like, damn, it's hard to explain, man. But it's like, I'm trying to describe what the guy looked like. It's kind of, because it wasn't exactly the same. You guys know what the, that dude looks like? Tales from the was it Crypt Keeper? Tales from the Crypt or some shit. Yeah. So it kind of looked like that guy, but just a little bit different. And I swear to God, I don't know why, but every time I would see this motherfucker, right after I would see him in my dream, there'd be a shadow person that would run past me. And in my dream, in my nightmare, I was always drawn to go look for it right after it ran past me. And it would always lead to a room that had a bathroom, and it was like the when I go in there, the toilet was flushing, and it was gone. So I assumed it just went down the toilet. And so, and with that, man, the craziest shit is I actually, the reason I even brought that up is because the craziest shit is I actually seen that same ghost that was in my dream, not the dude that I would see before I seen the ghost, because the only thing that really scared me was the dude that I seen before I seen the ghost. Which he was just like a weird, like, you know, monster looking motherfucker, whatever a kid would imagine back then.
Yeah.
And, like the shit happened. Like I lived in Ohio at that time and I seen it like go up the stairs and this was like in real life. And I was like, oh shit. And then I seen it another time in another house in Ohio. It would just run past. Like it was just this black shadow would just run past. And I'll tell my mom about it every time, and she wouldn't fucking. I mean, she would believe me, you know, but what the fuck is she gonna do as a ghost? You know? There's not really shit you can do about that.
Sage.
She'd get fucking possessed by. Let's go get some cheese, baby. No, but, yeah. I mean, that was about that one right there, so. But, damn, man. I mean, we did kill a pretty good bit of time, Brennan. Didn't you say you had another story you wanted to tell?
Yeah, but probably not in the – probably take longer than the hour, you know?
That's fun. Well, let's see. Okay, so we let's see. So I guess since we got a few minutes to spare, I'll go ahead and just tell my other story.
All right.
Save the best for last. Right. And I think I've told you guys this story before, but I'll go ahead and try to explain it the best way that I can. So when I was about 7 or 8, my grandfather died. And where we lived at the time, it was over in Lawley. You know what I'm talking about, Dalton. Over across the street from you know who's.
Yeah, house. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
That fond of me. But anyways, that's another story for another time, boy. But but anyway, I was 7 or 8, you know, and my grandfather died, and I was pretty upset about that. And I saw, like, my grandfather's house and my house was on the same fucking property. So just imagine a double lot, and there's a house in the back and a trailer in the front. We lived in the trailer in the front. And in the backyard, it was fenced in. Our backyard is fenced in. And right outside that fence, it was just a chain link fence. There was a swing, like a, just like some like an old school one, like just two posts in the ground cemented in with a fucking swing.
Yeah.
You know, two chains holding the swing up. Just, you know, nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
I just said that for because there is a reason. So. Before I get to the actual like freaky parts about it, I'll go to the goddamn, you know what? I got like 3 stories about that shit, so I probably need to just start with the first one. So after my grandfather died, my aunt inherited his house, so she was moving into that house. And my mom and my aunt hated each other, man. Like they was always like putting bleach in each other's drinks and fucking trying to fuck each other's husbands and shit. I'm just playing about that part.
Wait, what part? Like you said like 4 things there. What part? The
and all that shit, you know. Obviously, I was just fucking around. But so they was moving in, and she had her son, like you know, moving some shit in. He was in his 20s. And I was just down there hanging out because, like I said, I mean, I could walk from there to there because it was all the same fucking property.
Yeah.
So I could walk from my house to my grandfather's old house, which was now my aunt's house because she inherited it, just so you guys are keeping up. And, you know, he was inside just unpacking shit, whatever, putting pictures up, all this bullshit. They had a like a circular saw in there that was plugged up, wasn't cordless. You know, this was like early 2000s. That shit cost a lot of money back then. And, you know, the recession and Obama and all that shit. So, but anyways, that's another story. we were sitting there and I had this, what I brought down there with me, I had this, it was this little like plush toy of the Incredible Hulk, you know, like a little stuffed one or whatever. Yeah. And the it kind of did look kind of fucking creepy. I ain't gonna lie, it looked kind of creepy. But, and I thought that before I went down there, and then but that'll come in a little bit later. So we were sitting there unpacking shit. I put my little toy on the couch, and I was helping them unpack shit. They had to replace a piece of the floor or something. That's why they had the circular saw out, because they just got done doing that. And it was only me and him there because my aunt and my uncle went to town, and they just left me and him there. And I know where you guys think this is going, but it's not. So, but anyways, so we're sitting there. This motherfucker went to the bathroom, and I'm just in the living room still. Next thing I know, that goddamn circular saw just cuts on all by itself. Motherfucker just wide open, dude, just sitting on the floor. It's got the guard on, obviously, but it just goes, like, wide fucking open. And then he come out. He's like, did you touch it? I was like, nah, but obviously he didn't believe me. He thought I touched it. He went over there and unplugged it, right? And this is what I'm talking about with the poltergeist shit. This is the only experience I've ever had, like a poltergeist type entity that can move shit and stuff like that. And
yeah.
So he unplugged it, and we go back to unpacking shit, and then it fucking went off again. And I swear to God, dude, it was not plugged in. It was not plugged in. It went off, and he got fucking, like, his face went white as shit. I didn't really know what was going on. I mean, he told me this story later, but I remember it going off twice. I just didn't remember it was unplugged the second time. And he got scared and shit, and he was like, I don't know what to do. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I mean, I knew what ghosts were back then, but I just didn't know to be scared or anything. Yeah. And, but he started getting, you know, real nervous. So I was like, fuck this, man. I'm finna go home. This fucked up. This motherfucker just went to the back and took some goddamn Xanax for perk 30s over here. Oh, shit. But, I mean, he didn't really, obviously, but. So then I was sitting there. I was like, shit, I'm about to just fucking go home, man. I'm about to go. And I go back to the couch, go grab my little plush Incredible Hulk toy. I fucking shit you not. It was not there. I was like, oh, fuck. Then that's when I started getting a little freaked out because I was like, hey, them motherfuckers ain't supposed to move on their own. I asked him what it was. He was like, I didn't touch it. And I know he didn't touch it because we was in a corner of the living room where away from it. And that's when he was in the bathroom, you know, and that was the only place he went. He never went to the front door at all because it was at the other side of the house.
Yeah.
So we go looking for it, and I was like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to go without it. I mean, I didn't say fuck it back then, but you get what I mean. I was just like, well, I'm just going home anyways. I walk out. That motherfucker's in the front yard, dude.
Oh,
literally. He never opened the door because it was like real, like one of those old school creaky sounds.
Yeah,
like
you'd hear it.
A spring door. Like when you open it, it's like, kr, 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 like the spring doors, yeah. And you know, the ones with the mesh and shit. Like, you hear those motherfuckers, and they slam when they shit, too. And he didn't open that motherfucker. I didn't open that motherfucker. And it was just me and him there. And it was just in the fucking front yard just sitting there, dude. And I was like, nah, I don't even want that motherfucker. I just left. So, anyways, that's about the experience I had with a poltergeist. Hey. Now, with the second story, I was back at home later that night. And there was this ghost orb just fucking going down the hallway. And I was like the only one that could see it. And I knew that. So I didn't really say anything to anybody about it. Yeah.
Okay. I got a question for you. I've heard people say that they've seen ghost orbs, and I've seen ghost orbs online, you know, video and pictures. But if you see a ghost orb in person, what does it look like?
And Amber seen one with me too when we was at my mom's house right before we moved. We were sitting in the living room, and this motherfucker just popped up. Me and her both seen it. But anyways, it's kind of like. For me, the one at my house, it was like, you know what those old school flashlights look like when they cut on?
Yeah.
It kind of looked like floating around, you know, just not, I can't tell you any particular direction it floats, but kind of just looks like that going through the air, you know, just like in a straight line or like, you know, something like that. And, I mean, you could chop that up to like maybe a type 2 diabetes, something fucking with your eyes, but I don't have diabetes. Yeah, so you know, something
glaucoma.
So, but and then the other that's the first time I seen an orb. The second time I seen an orb was like last like 2019, yeah. And we was just sitting there, me and Emma, we was just watching some shit in my mom's living room, and then fucking this red fucking light just starts floating around the living room, goes all the way from one side to the other, and that was it. We both seen it. I mean, I don't really know how to explain it, but that one was actually like a red hue to it, so it was kind of weird. I don't know.
I think somebody's just in your window, just like shining a fucking flashlight, man.
Nah, not from that angle.
Trying to break into your house.
She had curtains up anyways, and from the angle it went, it wouldn't have been adjacent to any windows. It was just straight across. You know, she lived in a trailer, so it was from one side to the other. And we saw it twice. That same night. So we saw it one time coming one direction, saw it coming a different direction as well.
Yeah.
And saw it both times. So I don't know, man. Like I said, I can't explain it. It's kind of like, you know what a cigarette looks like? Like if it's pitch black outside and you see somebody smoking a cigarette?
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looked like to me both times I've seen it. Except, you know, a little bit bigger, whatever. But besides that, so that was like the second part to the, you know, besides the one I talked about just a second ago. So it was just the orb that same night. And then a couple weeks passed, I was taking a shower. And I'll spare you the details, you know.
Is this still when you were, like, little, or is this recent?
Yeah, it was still in the same year. Like, it was, like, a couple weeks after after all that shit happened. Yeah. I got out the shower, and when I got out the shower, the back door was right there, and you can see out in the backyard, right? So as soon as I got out, for some reason, I looked outside because I thought I seen the dogs out there, and I didn't see the dogs out there, and I thought they was out there because I didn't hear them in the house, and I looked out there, nothing too freaky or whatever, and I looked at that swing and as I was walking away. And I was like, I thought I saw some. So I just fucking back up, you know, take a couple steps back, look back out the window to the back door. And on that swing is a black fucking silhouette sitting on it, dude. I'm not fucking playing. Like, in all seriousness, everything, that's the most prominent, like, entity I've ever seen in my entire life was that one right there. And as soon as I seen it, it was like instant fucking dread and fear. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like I've seen ghosts a few times, and they do give you feelings, and it sounds like cliche or whatever. I'm not trying to be. But I've seen ghosts a couple times on a couple different occasions. But I've never felt that way about seeing that shit like I did that night. Like, it was just so fucking freaky, dude.
Yeah.
And I went and got my mom and dad, and we was in the house, and I went and go look, and I still seen the motherfucker sitting there. You know what I'm saying? Just still sitting there. And my mom and them was like, I don't see anything. What are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. And then fucking, then it got real freaky because we chopped it up that night.
Did your parents believe you?
So that freaked me the fuck out. But they chopped it up to that, maybe it's just shadow or something I'm looking at, and it just looks like a person. I was like, okay. You know, I just started trying to calm down. I was like, fuck it. I'll just say that's what it is. We'll leave it alone. And then I was in the living room, and you could still see the backyard from the living room window where we had our couch. So I turned around on the couch, like, maybe 30 minutes later. And, you know, just my curiosity was killing me, man. I was like, I wonder if I still see that shit from this angle. Dude, when I did it from that angle, the swing was fucking moving at that point. And I told my mom, and we fucking looked, and the swing was moving. It was like, you know, like somebody was sitting in that motherfucker, and that fucking figure was sitting in the swing still. And my dad went out there, and he said he couldn't see anything, but he never got right up on it. But apparently he's an atheist. He don't believe in shit like that, but he was still scared to walk up on the motherfucker for some reason. Like, this shit, dude, they had me freaking the fuck out. And so every night when I got out of the shower, I'd look out there, dude, and just right on fucking cue, it'd be right there. And
Dude, that sounds like terrifying. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, I was 7 or 8. Nobody could see it. Not even Jacob or Jeremy. Like, nobody. I was the only one. And when and my mom didn't experiment. She let the dogs out at the same time I was seeing it. And guess what they looked at? The same fucking thing.
Oh my god, no, boy.
Like, they would stand. You know how, like, when dogs see something, they'll stand tail on end, like they're about ready to fucking jump on some.
Yeah.
Shit? Like, both of them were stopping, and they were just staring at the same thing I was staring at.
Hmm.
And it was just, like, it was fucking weird, dude. And, you know, you can say what you want. I mean, if you're religious or not, it don't really matter. But my mom, like, told the preacher of the church we went to, and he's like, sounds like the boy just needs to be saved. And I was like, okay, that's some old school shit.
That'll fix it.
And I mean, I'm not even gonna lie to you, dude. When I got saved, I stopped seeing it. You know, I'm not making that up. I just really didn't see it anymore at all. But still to this day, I wonder if I go back in that same trailer, because my aunt owns the trailer now. She moved out the house because my uncle died there. Like, actually, that house is pretty weird itself. My mom's brother died. When he got out of prison, he went in the bedroom this first day out, slept, and fucking died.
Damn.
But he also had cancer. That's why he got out of prison early, because he's supposed to be in there for life. And then, like, a couple months later, my grandpa died. And then a year later, to the same date, they died all on the same day.
What would you do if you went back out there and looked out there at night? No, there's, like, how many of them died, you say?
Four. Yeah, like three.
Three? But three people sitting out there?
I mean, that would kind of make me feel better, because maybe it was just, you know, my family, my dead relatives, you know? I mean, that'd make me feel a little better.
But, well, I don't know, man. You seen that one, and you said fear and dread. Like, I don't think, like...
Like, that's what I'm saying, is, like, when I seen that orb, dude, I seen that orb, and it didn't even startle me. Like, it was at that point where I was 7 or 8 years old, and I didn't feel the need to tell anybody I saw that.
Yeah, I'd like to go there too.
I want
to
go to that trailer.
And I mean, it's really, dude, I don't even know how to explain this to you guys. I can see it in my head. Like, I'll forever see that shit. And it's pretty fucked up. Like, I know it sounds very unbelievable, but that's probably the most paranormal thing that's probably ever happened to me in my life, was that, well, besides the poltergeist thing, but yeah, that was probably the scariest shit that ever happened in my life, was that right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty fucked up.
My mom and stepdad's place in Mississippi, it was haunted. And I remember one time laying down on a couch, and I just, like, I heard, like, footsteps behind me, and I was like, ah, I ain't shit. And then all of a sudden, there's just this loud hiss in my ear. And, I mean, that's all I really remember.
Man,
after.
Look, Brennan, I kind of hate I hate we're on a podcast, because – you know, there's some shit I would like to joke on right here, but it's okay. We'll ignore that.
I ain't bullshitting, dude. If you want.
It was like, I was at my stepdad's house, and I heard footsteps coming up from behind me. I was like, oh, shit. Here we go.
No, man, like, well, something else that happened, like, well, his grandfather apparently, like, passed away in those houses, and there was one time... I don't know, like, you can rack it up to anything, to be honest. But I saw a dude, like, walk out. There were two houses in a little alleyway in between them, and both were owned by his grandparents. But I saw a man walk in between the houses, and I pointed it out to my stepdad. I was like, yo, dude, I was like, I just saw someone walking between here. Let's go check it out. And we walked outside, and we walked back to where, you know, I saw the man walking, and no one was there.
That's pretty weird, man. I mean, I'm trying. I mean, I know I got a few more stories, man. I can't honestly think of them.
I wouldn't spill all of your guys' stories and just the first step.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, whoever listens to this, you know, we would hope that if they had any fucked up stories, they'd send it in or whatever so we could all hear it.
Yeah.
You know, that way we can all be a part of that community of fucked up shit happening that we can't explain.
Yeah. Need to plug in like an email or something. They can send their stories in.
Yeah, we'll plug something, man. It'll have to be another time. Yeah.
Boy, well, that where we gonna end it?
I wish there was 69 seconds in a minute. We could stop at 69, but that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
So I guess we can stop at around 70-30. So. Anyways, I guess we just fucking end this thing, you know, we just say like, hey man, thanks for listening to my shit, you know,
farewell.
Please like, comment, subscribe, if any of these things made you wet or, yeah, you know,
turn
like
until next time or some shit. Okay.
Oh my God. That's crazy. You should comment right now and tell me what you think. That motherfuckers are so annoying. I don't watch YouTubers like that.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, bro, did you see that shit? You better go subscribe right now, please.
Well, all right. Well, we'll end it right there, and we can try to do another one tomorrow night if you guys want to.
All right. So I got one quick question. Should I edit this motherfucker or just throw it up there, man? You want Rosh? What's up?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Just throw it up there.
Hey. All right, we'll just throw it up there. And,